Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninine Mangsing. Election Commission of India has notified the schedule for conduct of general election to Lok Sabha 2024 for Nagaland, which is going to the polls in the first phase. The Gazette notification will be issued on March 20. Last date for making nomination will be on March 27 and scrutiny of nomination will be held on March 28. Last date for withdrawal of candidature has been fixed for March 30. Polling will be held on April 19 and the counting of results will be done on June 4. The election will be completed before June 6. Advisor CAWDN Texas Kudecho Kamo yesterday held a review meeting with officers of state taxes and mobile squad at the office chamber of the Commissioner of State Taxes, Dimapur. Kamo advised the department officials to rededicate themselves in their duties as the department has a very vital role in the enhancement of the state government revenue. He asked the officials to be more vigilant and take action against non-compliant persons involved in supply of goods and services without proper documents and invoices. The advisor urged all the registered taxpayers to pay their taxes correctly and within the stipulated timelines to avoid penalties and departmental action. Meanwhile, Commissioner of State Taxes informed that a compliance survey is also underway to bring more eligible persons under the ambit of GST registrations. Chief Electoral Officer CEO Nagaland Kohima has convened a meeting with all recognized political parties tomorrow in view of the general election to Lok Sabha 2024. The meeting will be held at 2 p.m. at the office chamber of the Chief Electoral Office. The political parties were requested to depute at least two representatives to attend the meeting positively. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Rajiv Kumar said the daunting challenges in conducting free and fair elections are for MCs. Muscle, money, misinformation and MCC violations. He asserted that ECI has put in place measures to deal with these disruptive challenges. He also said drone-based checking will be done on polling day to check the use of muscle power. He underlined that there is no place for bloodbath and violence in the elections and the commission will be ruthless if violence takes place anywhere during polls. Kumar said the enforcement agencies have been directed to plug inflow and distribution of liquor, cash, freebies and drugs. He added that the commission has also asked the agencies to do strict vigil of online cash transfer. The CEC also highlighted that directions have been given to election machinery, parties on waste management, minimum paper use and reducing carbon footprint for sustainable elections. He said 2,100 observers will be deployed to ensure free and fair elections. GMS Lainak Longleng organized a cultural tour and pottery workshop in collaboration with Nagaland Education Project, The Lighthouse, Nectar at Pongo Village in Longleng on the theme Reawakening Cultural Legacy. The workshop was conducted on Friday for the students of class 6 to 8 with Ali Pom of Pongo Village as the resource person. During the tour, the students experienced hands-on training of pottery making, visited Morungs and were taught about the significance of Morungs and its culture. The event was funded from the fourth installment of the Performance Incentive Grant of Nectar Project for the Extracurricular Activities and Innovations. Keja Selio Peña has emerged as the champion of the 52nd Angami Sports Association ASA Wrestling Meet 2024 held at Cochise, Kohima yesterday. The second position was backed by Kejavizo Tevo, while the third and fourth place went to Kevishir Zuvichu and Vapizo Rutsa, respectively. The champion backed cash award of 2,50,000 rupees. The second, third and fourth position holders received 1,70,000 rupees, 1,30,000 rupees and 1,00,000 rupees, respectively. Krelabitio Semu, who was adjudged as the best tactic wrestler, walked away with a cash reward of 15,000 rupees. Meanwhile, 18 wrestlers from ASA have been selected to participate in the Nagaland Wrestling Association Meet 2024 to be held at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima on the 26th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.